This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged. Let's go.
Welcome to an in-show meeting.
I've had some ideas about your Dave ranks, and you said they were good, but now I forget what they were.
Please give me some Dave ranks.
Yeah, Dave is worrying about what he could do for Dave ranks.
I had this idea during the week, and I thought it was so good. And no one cared about it. Everyone was like, eh.
But this week we're back. So last week it was Titanic quotes. So this week it's back to songs.
You could do Titanic quotes again because there's loads that you didn't do.
I was gonna rank lines from the B movie.
No.
See, you like Jen.
No, I liked that one. It was Fiona who didn't like it.
But like Fiona doesn't know it and Emma doesn't know it.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm like, what's the point? Do you know what I mean? And Emma's back tomorrow. So like, you kind of want to do something Emma knows.
This is what I wanted you to do. X Factor finalists bringing their celebrity co-singer on stage. Alexandra Burke, my hero, Beyonce. Obviously number one. And I forget any others.
Do you remember Louis Walsh talking about that? He was like, Simon went and got Beyonce. There was no point after that.
Yeah. Louis loves to give up. He loves to just be like, yeah, let's do Judge's Houses on fucking lease and stuff.
Do you remember?
I remember that, where it's like, you're all going to Ireland. And everyone was like, oh, for fuck. And I was like, sorry, what is this Irish slander?
Sorry.
The next year, it was like, okay, the Ireland thing did not go down well. If you had Louis, you went, fuck, you're going to Ireland. Mm. So he bought a gaff in Lake Como.
Yeah. Was that the year when Jedward were in it and they were like, we've just come on a plane from Dublin, like, we're just going to have to go back. And then it was like, no, you're off to Lake Como. And they're like, we've only packed tracksuits. Yeah.
You remember, was it John?
I'm not that into it. That's the only thing. I'm not
X Factor. Yeah. Not even back then.
There was some corkers. Was it Jermaine Douglas when he brought out Nicole Scherzinger, who was his mentor or whatever?
Oh my god! And she
just completely robbed the mic.
Yeah, because her mic wasn't working, so he was just like, "Give me that."
That's so good.
But like again, very visual.
So yeah,
if I was gonna do something. I would do like I would rank the guy saying the names. Yeah. One Direction.
Yeah, Rachel Anadagi.
You know what? When I used to read the traffic on Ian Dempsey, he had him on as a guest.
The traffic reader.
I know it's we're same but diff. And he got the X Factor man to introduce my traffic.
Fiona
it was like
Frawley.
Now with the traffic.
I hate to break that to you.
What? It was real.
I'm sure that was Mario.
No, it wasn't Mario. I swear to God, I'll play it back to you. It was real. He was doing a whole interview with him. It wasn't Mario.
Really?
Yeah, no.
On April Fool's Day.
Yeah, I was like, who's going to tell her?
No, I know I look crazy right now. It's actually at the start of my like radio demo. Like that's how I like introduce it. So, which I didn't use for
go
this
in
job.
There next door. Is he next door? See if he's next door.
Yeah.
He is. He's just
go on.
Fine.
Go in.
No,
go
I'm shy. Go come on.
Go on and ask.
Bring him in here.
Actually, yeah, bring him in. Just open the door, for God's sake. Eno! Do you have a sec?
put up the old mic too.
Do you have a mic for Ian though?
Ah, no, he can raw dog it.
Eno, this mic here.
Ooh, it's nice and cool in here.
Yeah, it is very nice.
This is where all the cool kids hang out.
It is.
We have a question for you.
Okay, random. But do you remember when I was doing the traffic on your show? And do you remember that time you had the man, the X Factor presenter, voiceover man?
Ian Dempsey.
Do you remember he was on?
Yeah.
And you got... You're looking at me like you're saying no. Yeah. And you got him to introduce me doing the traffic.
Yes.
And it was like, now, with the traffic.
Yeah.
Was it Mario or was it the real
No,
man?
It was the real guy. It was definitely the real guy. There you
Thank
go.
You. They were looking at me like I was an absolute idiot.
No, it was definitely the real guy.
Thank you.
Mario wouldn't be able to do that.
He's actually not great at voices.
That wouldn't be in his range at all.
No, he's not. No, he's not great.
Ian, that's the show. We needed you for. Thanks
Thank
so much.
You.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yay.
Have a great day.
So I've made my debut.
You've made
now.
Your debut. Yeah.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Good luck,
Thank
Ian.
You.
Have a great day. There you go. Fiona,
Told you.
I'm sorry. I apologise. Mm-hmm. I apologise profusely.
And you were scared to go in there.
Well, I don't know what the rules are in
Apparently
here.
Apparently these are old mates.
Yeah.
I'm bothering you.
We're besties.
Leona Lewis. One Direction. Okay, bye. That was the best podcast intro ever,
pretty
by the
good.
Way.
1038 Dublin. Is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Good morning. 3 minutes past seven on the 5th of June, 2025. You're with Emma, Dave, and Fiona. What's happening? Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday. How are you doing?
Now.
Oh, we are. I can feel it in my waters.
Did you know you can just, like, get cupcakes delivered for no reason?
Sure.
I never really thought about it. It's like when you're when you grow up and you become a teenager and you're like, we could just buy this cake.
Oh yeah.
Like that's huge. That's a big deal.
It is.
We got some company sent to spin in like cupcakes. I don't know what the company is.
Johnny,
I'm sorry.
Cupcakes.
But that's not the company that sent in the cupcakes. I think the company that sent in the cupcakes was trying to promote their company. They've done a terrible job because I can't remember.
Johnny's.
Yeah, I can't remember. But they obviously went over to Johnny Cupcakes and Johnny Cupcakes sent us in some cupcakes.
Yeah, they did.
And one, I stole the cupcakes.
Okay, yeah.
And the whole box that was for entirely your spin is now mine.
Yes.
But I didn't realise you could just ring up a company and be like, yeah, I'd like some cupcakes. I never thought about it. It's one of those things where it's like,
why?
Every time cupcakes come into the office, I am so happy. It's just a great day. I know it's going to be a fantastic day.
And you don't know that you can just go and buy cupcakes.
Okay, off your high horse, please, and go and tell me where you can buy cupcakes.
The Cupcake Bloke in Rialto. A great place for cupcakes.
Tell me everything.
It's now called The Bakery, but it was originally called The Cupcake Bloke, and they have every flavour of cupcake you could ever want. And they also have homemade bourbons and homemade macados. Like, they make them from scratch. Homemade custard creams, and they're incredible. And also, in most supermarkets, you could get a cupcake of sorts, Dave.
Yeah. No, you can't get a cupcake. You can get a muffin. They're very different.
But so, if you go into, not to give them a shout out, but if you went into M&S, like, you get yourself a nice little cupcake with icing. Yeah.
See, I wouldn't be going into places like that. Trevor's doing very well.
Do you know, every time anyone comes over to my house, because we always buy whatever treats we want, my friends are like...
you're an adult.
Yeah. My friends are like, every day is a birthday party at Fiona and Dwayne's house because we always have mini rolls. That's the sign that you're doing well. Isn't it?
On top.
So listen, I have three news stories about a certain three initial celebrity.
No.
So you know what that means.
Oh my God, here we go. Yeah, I know it's stupid. What is it?
I'm nervous. Sarah Jessica Parker.
I need some work.
Flawless. Seamless. I was going to go SJP, but I thought I like a challenge.
No, 100%.
And I did not.
I'm so glad. I'm so glad you did.
Did you like it?
I did. It was terrible. I loved it.
Yes, which is why I work here. So terrible. Love her.
Whenever we have three stories about one topic, we call it a corner.
Yeah.
And we play that theme tune. And today it is Sarah Jessica Parker corner.
Yes.
Fantastic.
It's baby's first corner.
Okay, very good.
Is that okay?
What's going on in Sarah Jessica Parker that she has three different stories about her life?
Well, I mean, you know, And Just Like That is back. So we're talking about SJP a lot.
Okay.
And you might have seen that newest Irish citizen, Rosie O'Donnell, had a cameo in the Rosie O'Donnell in the first episode of And Just Like That. She played a virgin nun.
I had not seen this.
No, it's okay. Don't worry.
Aren't old nuns?
Yeah, but she was taking a little break so she could go out and get her jollies and then be like, I'm only messing God, I'm back. I'm only joking about what I did back
there.
Didn't
even like it.
I did that for a dare, God. So Rosie has moved to Ireland. SJP is famously a huge fan of Ireland. She would be partial to an Instagram carousel showing burnt rashers from Super Value and bags of Super Value kale. But she has confirmed that she will not be becoming a citizen anytime soon. Speaking to the Sunday Independent, she explained, we are, as in her and Rosie O'Donnell, not in the same position. Neither myself nor my husband has a relative that would allow permanent residency. She added, we do feel enormously privileged to be able to visit the country as much as possible. However, which of late has just worked out, our kids' school schedule and our own work schedule has allowed us to be in Ireland a lot. That's not really a sentence, to be honest, SJP, but she's got a lot on at the moment, so we'll allow it. We've given up on the idea of being able to call ourselves Irish citizens.
Okay, well, that's okay. That, and do you know what? That takes a lot for an American to say.
Yeah.
So well done.
To say, I have no Irish relative.
No Irish relative.
I said no American ever.
I am not Irish. I just enjoy it.
Next up, SJP has a clause in her contract which says she gets to keep every item of clothing she's ever worn.
Wow.
I don't know if that means a lot to you people in this room, but if she has every article of clothing Carrie has ever worn, that is huge.
That's crazy.
She says, I've got all of it. I've kept her active since the very beginning. I have all of Carrie's outfits since the pilot, but that's the one thing I've had in my contract pretty much my entire career.
That's such a smart thing to add to your contract, though.
I hope she has like the witch costume like, she wore in Hocus Pocus.
I'd be the same as like every prop that my character touches.
Yeah,
I want
for sure.
I want the magic wands. You know, I want I'm just mainly thinking about Harry Potter.
That's like I'm gonna steal everything from in here that I've ever touched.
There you go.
This pen. Wow.
Okay.
The glamour.
Can I just say, that second story much better than the first.
Okay, fair
really,
enough.
I really
yeah,
like
yeah.
That.
No, that's grand. Thank you for the feedback
I'm
as
happy
we go.
For her.
No, I think that like the wardrobe. I'd say it's worth like 5 million.
My God.
Honestly.
Way more.
Do you think?
Like, if it's every clothes Carrie Bradshaw has ever wore.
I just pulled that out of me hoop now. Yeah. But I mean, like,
I'd say some collector repair.
The shoes alone, girls.
There you go.
Okay, finally. Sarah Jessica Parker says, I don't know how I'm going to do it about reading 2 books a day. I might not make it. She's on the judging panel for the Booker Prize. And as part of that, she has to read 2 books a day. And she's finding it hard. Oh. You know, we all struggle to get through a book. She's on the press tour for On Just Like That. And she said, I have one by my side right now. It's been hard these last 2 weeks because we've been promoting the show. And I thought I'd be able to read between interviews. But you can read like 2 words, girl. I relate. You can read 3 sentences, so I'm feeling very anxious about how many books I have yet to read for our next deliberation.
There's nothing worse than a book you have to read.
I know.
Like when you have to read a book, the book instantly sucks.
And then make that 2 books a day. What is this? Leaving Cert English?
That's ridiculous.
But there you go. How do?
I really enjoyed SJP Corner.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Daily segment?
I mean, why not? It's kind of might be hard to research. Still, I think quite often too much. Like it's quite bad for me, but it's something that comes into my mind.
Go on, Dave.
What is money?
It's so true.
It's an idea. It's a construct. It's not real, especially when it's on a bank account. When you just tap your phone, it's just a little number that goes down. Money is fake. Money is not real.
I agree. And I'll say again, why can't they just print more? And when someone gives me a real answer, I'll stop asking.
When someone starts to talk about inflation, shut up.
Girl, just shut up.
Print more money.
You're so annoying.
I've always been a firm believer. Never let a lack of money stand between you and a good time.
Oh my
God. Do you know what I mean?
Amen, ever. Brother.
And that is why I spend it before I get it. I am so bloody good at spending money.
That's the best
it's
time to spend it.
It's amazing how easy it is for me to spend money. And it's gotten to the point now where I'm so good at it. I'm such a pro that I'm like, okay, how do I push the boat out more?
Yeah.
Like, how do I just start giving money away?
Oh, yeah.
And so what I've decided to do is get Revolut Premium.
Oh, of course.
Which, if you think about it, is basically like telling your bank, I want to give you more money a month.
Right.
You know what I mean? I would like to pay more quarterly fees, please.
I like that. I like those ads. I like those numbers.
Fine. I was looking at kind of like upgrading it. The full reason being is that I pay for a thing called NordVPN, right? Which is like it changes your IP address. It means you can get like different things on different streaming services and things like that. Changes you around the world, right? I'm international online, baby. And producer Callum has NordVPN through Revolut Premium. Okay, so I was like, okay, that sounds great because I pay like €12 a month for it.
Oh, okay. Well, then.
Okay, so I was like, okay, interesting. Revolut Premium is only like, I don't know what it is. But I was like, if I get Revolut Premium, I'll get NordVPN for free.
Yeah.
So I started going through it and I was like, okay, what else do I get for free? I need a package. Even though I'm already saving money, I'm like, no, it's not enough.
No, no. Yeah, exactly. Sweeten the deal for me. What else are you going to do? What can you do for me?
Now, I'm just saying, I'm in a very happy long-term relationship.
Oh, Dave.
But if I upgrade my Revolut...
You can buy a woman.
I get... Even better. I get Tinder Plus.
Oh, for God's sake.
That's like buying multiple women.
What does the plus do for you?
I don't know. I haven't had Tinder in quite a time. But, Callum, what is Tinder Bragging. Plus do? What's Tinder Plus
Callum.
Do?
I think you can see
who liked you
and you get more likes.
Right.
Rather than... Like,
so you can be a little creep.
Yeah. Okay, very good. So NordVPN, Tinder Plus, I wouldn't really be using it. Something called Perplexity, which I think is like an AI. It's like a ChatGPT, but probably worse. I don't know.
That wouldn't be you. You wouldn't be using that.
No, never. I'm a firm believer in human art.
You so are.
PixArt, which I presume is an AI kind of graphics thing.
Right.
Freeletics, right? These are all things you can get if you just upgrade to Revenue Premium. I'm also just trying to convince you to tell me it's a good idea. Never heard of it. Sleep Cycle. I actually think this is kind of cool. Now, like my
These sound terrible.
No, I think this one is actually kind of cool. My Whoop tracks my sleep.
So you already have one of those.
But the Sleep Cycle wouldn't tell you if you snore.
Pippa will tell you if you snore.
That's true, yeah.
The worst thing about this is it sounds like you're already sold on this and you're just trying to justify your reasoning.
Yeah. I was bringing it to her like, look at all these things, and she's like, no.
Oh my God, it's like you're my child and you're trying to get like the really unhealthy food to go in the trolley and you're like, no, everyone has this at school. I need the Lunchables. You stack them like this. And I'm like, no, son.
Give me a bank account with free Lunchables, please. Thank you very much.
Actually, if they brought Lunchables.
Okay, so you'll upgrade if they bring Lunchables in.
And baby bells.
Okay, very good.
And what cheese about strings.
Headspace for your mental health. Are you against mental
I'm
health,
I'm against
Fiona?
That. I don't believe in it.
I want a Capri Sun with my Revolut.
With the original straw.
Okay, so she hates mental health, loves baby bells. That's what she
Any
stands
questions?
For. Okay, well, I'm sold. I'm getting it. Mr. Callum says he has a surprise for us.
Yeah, do you remember on Tuesday we play a game called Top 10 Tuesday?
I do. It's one of my favourite parts of the week.
Well, how about a Top 10 Thursday?
What?
Some would say we phoned it in, but others would say... you're correct.
That's okay.
Yeah, that's okay.
When Emma's away, the cats will
We can do what we want. It's a short week. All rules are out the window. So we're going to play Top 10 Tuesday on a Thursday. Welcome to Top 10 Thursday.
You're crazy right now.
If you're never with us at this time on a Tuesday, you might be thinking, what the hell is going on here?
Yes.
This is Top 10 Thursday. Woo. This is where I give you a topic and you have to fill in what you think of the top 10 of that topic might be. So on Tuesday, we did top 10 of Taylor Swift's most popular songs on the Irish music charts. Fiona got a zero. we could also have done most followed accounts on Instagram. Dave and Fiona, you've got 3 lives each this morning to try and complete this top 10 list. You get a point for each correct answer, and you lose a life for something that isn't in the top 10. If you can't fill out the whole 10, we'll throw it out to you listening on 087-711-1038, and you'll get an IMC cinema pass for each correct answer. We actually gave away 0 because the person who we had on Tuesday had some guesses, but they weren't in the top 10.
That was terrible. Crazy.
This morning... general knowledge-y kind of vibes.
Okay.
I think you might do well. Okay. I am looking...
I just hope it's not like mountains. Go on.
...for the top 10 most populated countries in the world.
Yes.
Oh, I hate that kind of thing.
And for example, people. I'm just going to give this stat to you. Ireland is in the list at number 125.
What?
So,
right.
You know, in the top 10...
in 125, yeah.
So it's the top 10 most populated countries
in the world. And is it like relative per... like size or whatever?
No, it's just the amount of people who live in that country.
Okay.
So, Dave, we will go for you. I'm looking for the top 10 most popular countries, populated countries, sorry, in the world.
What would you like? Would you like number 2? Would you like number 1?
Oh, go on. You go for number 1.
Liquor.
That'd be India, Callum.
India is in the list at number 1.
Oh, well come on.
Dave, top of the shop. Fiona, over to you.
What about... China.
China, number 2.
Oh. Okay, game over, I'm out.
So India is at number 1, China's at number 2. Oh, yeah.
We're going to go with Russia.
Russia, number 9.
Oh!
A In comparison, India has 1.46 billion people. Russia, 143 million.
143 million. Okay, yeah.
It's very sparse.
Yes.
Yeah. A lot of Wild West out in Russia. Yeah. What about, Nigeria?
Nigeria? No, not a chance in hell.
Why?
There's just no way.
Nigeria's number six.
So shut up!
Nigeria has 237 million people.
That's incredible.
Who's laughing now?
Honestly, not me. I was wrong.
So we're looking for 3, 4, 5, 7, 8 and 10.
About,
well done so far.
America.
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 America. America.
Is in the list at number 3.
Yeah.
Well done. That's 347 million. We're doing great so far.
What about Mexico?
Mexico.
Oh, that's a great shout.
Mexico.
Is a good shout. Mexico is number 11.
Oh.
That's not in the top 10.
A good
10.
Shout, but not good enough.
It's not called Top 11 Thursday.
No, so Dave, you got 3 correct with no lives lost.
Okay, I don't like this now. I'm trying to think, is it Japan?
Mm.
Is it Japan? Japan is
not on
number 12.
Oh,
damn it.
Back to you, Fiona.
You look a right fool. all right. Ooh.
I know people are screaming at the radio.
Hang on now. Most popular.
I have it.
Most popular.
Go on, tell me. I like when we play together.
No.
Dave.
I need to have a guess for myself.
Yeah. I'm going to have to time you out. You're going to get a buzz if you don't...
The United Kingdom.
The UK is... No, don't be so silly.
I don't know.
The United Kingdom is...
Too many.
I'm trying to find it. Number 22.
Number 22.
But that's not there. Over to you, Dave.
Brazil.
Brazil. Number 7.
Come on.
Well done, Dave. It's 4-2. Fiona, one more life left.
Afghanistan. I know it's not going to be in it.
It's not in the top 10, I'm afraid.
I'm going to go with... I want to say Colombia.
Ooh.
Colombia is number 28.
Ah, crap.
So, well, do you know what? That's where we will end it there.
Right, okay.
Because Fiona has lost all 3 lives, as normal. So Dave wins the week at 4-2.
4-2.
So, this is now where we throw it out to you listening on 087-711-1038. Can you fill in the remainder of this list of the top 10 most populated countries in the world? So, I'm looking for number 4, 5, 8 and 10. Already we have India at 1, China at 2, the US at 3, Nigeria at 6, Brazil at 7 and Russia at 9. So, we've got 4 answers to fill for the top 10 most populated countries. Send in your answers to 087-711-1038 and we'll give you an IMC Cinema Pass for each correct one.
There's potential for 4 IMC Cinema Passes on this. So help us out. Let us complete this list. I hate a Top 10 Tuesday where Callum has to complete the list.
And can we just say, my skills far surpass knowing the top 10 of stuff. I have so much other things to offer this radio show.
Yeah,
so it's not really like...
She guessed Afghanistan. She knows the top 28.
Yeah, so that's pretty good.
She just forgot the name of the game.
Today's top 10 topic was kind of a broad general knowledge one. I've done a couple of music ones recently.
Yes.
Mm. So this morning we were looking for the top 10 most populated countries in the world, and it's been a very popular top 10 Thursday.
What's the closest we ever got to a top 10 Tuesday or Thursday where we didn't need a caller?
I think we got 8 once.
Was that the Croke Park gigs? Or
yeah. We never have filled in a Top 10 Tuesday without any help. So this is the list that we have so far. So we're looking for the top 10 most populated countries in the world. At 9, we've got Russia with 143 million. Brazil was number 7 at 212 million. Nigeria, number 6, with 237 million. The US at number 3 with 347 million. Then it jumps massively. China at 1.41 billion.
Wow.
And India at 1.46 billion.
Great.
So we're looking for numbers 4, 5, 8 and 10.
Yeah, I think Ben knows. Ben, who are you adding to this list that we haven't put on already?
Pakistan.
Oh.
Pakistan. Ben, you've got it. It's number 5.
Oh,
no
very
way.
Good. I did not know that. All right, Ben, keep going. What do you think? Who else is on the list that we haven't mentioned?
Australia.
Australia. What do you think? Would that be on the list? Producer Callum?
Australia's number 55.
Oh, God, that's crazy for that size of the...
But all that outback
country.
Where you don't see anyone for 10 years.
All right, well, you've won one IMC Cinema Pass.
Yeah.
Ben,
I'll give you one more guess if you want.
Argentina.
Argentina
is... I always said Colombia, but I should have said Argentina first. Mm.
Good shout. We did have Brazil on the list. Argentina was number 35, so it's not in there.
This is crazy. So, all right, let's finish that list.
We'll complete the list. So we are looking for number 4, number 8, and number 10. Number 4 was Indonesia.
Ah, crap, I knew it was going to be... Yes, damn it.
Shame you didn't say it then, Dave.
Number 8 was Bangladesh.
Wow.
Ooh.
And number 10, Ethiopia.
Okay. Wow. Okay, I should have got Indonesia. I would never have got the rest of them. Ben, thank you so much. You've won yourself one IMC Summer Pass for your troubles.
Thank you very much. Have a good day, guys.
You too.
Bye,
Ben.
Good luck.
Bye.
Wow. I was honestly loving that one because I love the general knowledge one.
Yeah.
I feel like I don't have to think as much because it's knowledge that's general.
It's generally, yeah.
You know
it's really making me want to do my favourite activity of looking up countries on Google Maps and pretending I'm on holidays there. Just dropping a little man and like walking through the streets. Yeah. Love it.
It's really what makes me want to do my favourite thing, which is Top 10 Friday.
Yeah.
Who knows? We cross our fingers.
It's all to play for.
1038 Dublin. Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Good morning. 2 minutes past eight. You're with Emma, Dave, and Fiona. This is Spin 1038 Dublin.
Dublin.
Our apologies to all our Meath and Louth, Wicklow, and Kildare listeners.
We see you. We respect
you. We hear you. We love you.
We love you.
For some reason, it's Spin 1038 Dublin.
Dublin. But we love all. And do that in a Meath accent.
I don't know what a Meath accent
is. Me neither, really.
There isn't really a Meath accent.
Meath listener, get in touch. We know you're there.
I can do a Louth accent. Would that help?
No, that's not what I'm asking for. So stop just showing off.
RD, is that Meath?
No, that's loud.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, then I'm out.
Come here. Do you know there's sometimes a bit of chat about like when your ex blocks you on everything, so you follow them on LinkedIn, like to try and see what they've been up to.
Yeah.
Okay. My friend broke up with an ex a while ago and they asked for no contact whatsoever. Didn't want to hear from this ex. It would like just set them into a spiral and they were like, just don't speak to me. This has to be the weirdest way to get in touch with an ex. Their ex mentioned them in the thank yous of their thesis dissertation.
Stop.
I'm like, that is cursed.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Do not. Like, they said like, no contact.
After they were broken up?
Yeah. Thanks so much to fake name. Okay. Thanks so much to Sarah for
Why
all you taught
that?
Me about love and community.
Why would you do that?
And Sarah was like, was this love and community there when we broke up? Please, cease and desist contact.
I'm so petty. Right, I'm so petty that I love the fact that I've been with ex-girlfriends for really, really big parts of their life.
Yeah.
So no matter what, when my ex-girlfriend goes home, there is a picture of me and her at her deb's.
Oh, that's so good.
Do you know what I mean? In the
hallway. That's why you need the determined granny who makes all boyfriends and girlfriends get out of all the family pictures. They're like, one without girlfriends. Yes. This is going up on the mantelpiece.
Very clever. Yeah. But no, their granny was not that. Granny was not that clever. And the other one is my other ex, I am in her dissertation because I was with her when she was writing it. I was with her when she was writing two of them.
And
one
like,
of them, I was only with her a year, so she was like, I'm not writing in it just in case. So she wrote her cat, thanks to her cat.
Stop.
The second dissertation I am in, and she has that forever.
No.
It's published, baby.
Oh, God. Someone heads to like DCU library and they're like, you went out with Dave Hammond.
Loser.
The Leaving Cert is in full swing. The Leaving Certificate for students in sixth year.
It did.
We're on, English Paper 2 now?
I feel so old. I don't even know anyone doing the Leaving Cert.
That's probably for the best, Dave. It's good for you to not socialise
like
with
family,
the children.
But like family, friends.
Yeah. Don't dig yourself a hole, okay?
So, I'm Leonardo DiCaprio.
We were harking back to my Leaving Cert days because they weren't that long ago because I'm so young. And we were talking about it on the show briefly the other day. I did Ag Science and my friends here in the studio think that's quite strange because I'm a Dublin girly.
I think
Dublin
it's girly. So bizarre that you did Ag Science.
But when I went to the Institute of Education, which Callum also thinks is weird because he thinks it sounds like an insane asylum, which, hey, it kind of is.
Allegedly.
In a way, you don't have to be crazy to go to school here, but it helps. It was very like, it was like a grind school on Leeson Street for anyone who doesn't know. Half people who wanted to do well in the Leaving Cert, half people who either were bullied or too bold in their old school and now got to go to school in the city centre of Dublin, wear their own uniform and make their own timetable.
What you do on the weekend? Oh, I was in Leeson Street. Oh,
yeah.
Shut up.
I was in the Tute.
Yeah.
It was a crazy place. But I wasn't good at any sciences. And in the institute, you were allowed to take up agricultural science. I think it was because like a lot of people from the country came to Dublin to do the Leaving Cert there.
Stuff,
there was good teachers and stuff. So I took up agricultural science. I thought it'd be a bit of crack, few sheep, few cows, and how's your father? It was not. It's basically just biology, but with grass. And I repeated the Leaving Cert. I did it twice. I did ag science twice. The first time I got a D3. The second time I failed ag science.
It was the second time you failed.
So I went to a really strict place for repeating the Leaving Cert, and it was they made me do 8 subjects. Sorry, I know Callum's annoyed. I'm talking too much, but it was so I didn't care about it. I didn't have to do well in it. But anyway, so I failed it. I did a little competition for how quick I could leave the exam, and I left in half an hour. Because I'm a legend. Don't do that for your exams this year, kids. We want to know on 087-711-1038, did you do agricultural science? Were you in school in Dublin, and did you do agricultural science? Did you think it'd be a DOS?
The only people who did agricultural science, or ag science as the kids call it, were the people in my school who are already farmers.
Yeah, and I love them.
Which wasn't that many, to be honest. So like, I don't, but like, they would have already been pros at it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I'm like, that's not fair. It's like when a French student joins your school and they do French. That's not fair.
Or you've been playing music since you were a child and you do music.
Yeah.
I've been out in these fields.
You went to a Grail Gore primary school and you can speak Irish. Don't be at that now.
No.
That's not fair.
If you learnt a language, that's illegal, actually.
Honestly, you doing ag science.
No, like I know, it's gas.
From where you are. It's like me doing Russian.
I do have farming family in West Cork. So I do. I've moved a few cows in my day. Okay. I've named a few sheep. I've helped birth a few lambs, actually.
Thank you
very much, David. But there was actually one guy when I repeated the Leaving Cert, and he was really smart, and he was going to do law, and he took up ag science, and he loved it so much, he went and did ag science in UCD. He was like the only person from Dublin doing it, and he was iconic. He was like, it's just me and the farmers reading the Farmers Journal every morning. We love. So please get in touch 087-711-1038. Did you do ag science? And tell me your experience, please, if you want.
I don't think there's anyone in Dublin, bar you, who did ag science.
Prove him wrong, 087-711-1038.
Voice notes are welcome, 087-711-1038. Did you do ag science? Let us know.
Did you do ag science for the Leaving Cert? I ask because I did it, and people might look at me and say, hey, she doesn't know what to do with a pair of wellies and other farming utensils, which I should know the name of, seeing as I did do agricultural science to Leaving Cert level. People are a bit shocked, but I did it. There was an oral and everything. There's an ag science oral where you have to know the names of like loads of plants and stuff. I don't know if that's still a thing, but I remember having my flashcards and trying to learn off all the names of these plants. I think I actually did all right with that.
Very good.
You had to prepare for your Spanish oral, your Irish oral, and your ag science oral.
Ask me if Fiona's the only dub who did ag science. Aoife, you did ag science.
Yeah.
Why?
Oh my God, I love.
Okay, so you're...
It was a really good combination of like biology and home economics, which I was doing anyway, and geography.
So you were a sciencey kind of girl. It made sense for you.
Kind of. I wasn't really into chemistry or physics or any of that, but I was doing biology, I was doing geography, and I was doing home economics.
Okay, so you had valid reasons. It's not like you were in the class trying to shift a farmer.
No, I went to Alexander College, so near a farm.
No farmers in there.
Not too many farmers
in Alex, famously.
Nice one, Aoife. Thanks so much. Have a great day.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye, Aoife. Private school mentioned.
Yeah, there you go. Sue was in, said, Dublin girl, 38, I did ag science. Thought it would be easy. It was not. Grew some potatoes and tomatoes and learned Frisians are dairy cows.
That's Frisians, Sue.
Sorry.
Sue did pass.
I just didn't read it right. Basically a farmer now. Congratulations, Sue, on your new job.
Sue did a few bits, to be fair. Like, she tried to get practical with it. Okay, Becky, Fiona isn't the only one. I'm from Bettystown, shout out. No farming family, but went to boarding school in Dublin and did ag science, full class. We had chickens, grew potatoes, and went to the ploughing championships every year.
Yeah.
Great place to meet a man. Am I right? Well, I've never actually been, but I love the sound of it. My teacher was really sound, but I was still shy at it.
I've never been to the ploughing either.
It looks like the event of the absolute year.
I think Emma goes every year.
Oh, that's so her vibe. Wait, so please, can we go? Can we go this
year?
Yeah,
week? We absolutely should.
Callum, like, can we?
No, because we so looked spin-coded. At those weirdos in the corner who don't know anything about ploughing.
I know stuff.
Oh, yeah, you do. She did ag science, guys, actually.
I run this joint.
Kev is on the phone. Kev, are you an ag sciencer?
I did indeed, yeah. Myself and Fiona were in the same class, ag science, and that was some crack going on.
In school? Yeah.
Kevin, I'm screaming. In Lawrence's.
I know. Yes, indeed it was, yeah.
Up Laro, 2K, let's not say the year, so that no one knows how old I am.
Absolutely, yeah. Wendy says hello as well.
Wendy, hey girl! Wait, Wendy did act science, didn't she? Sorry, Wendy.
No.
Wendy was too smart. No offense to you and me, Kevin. I did classical studies as well.
That and
was
ag science.
Yeah. I get you a girl who has range.
Oh my god!
Yeah. Me and Wendy used to carpool home from study. Sorry, this is so. I love this. This is amazing. But Kev, how did you do in ag science?
Oh, horrendous! I think I nearly failed. I got the minimum pass level. I think
I failed.
I thought it was crazy.
And our teacher was young and hot. What was her name again? She was. Oh, she also taught biology in the school. Shout out to you.
Probably shouldn't say her name over the air just in case.
I do stuff like that all the time. I do be doxing people left and right.
Kevin, thank you so much. And did the ag science, you succeeded in life with the ag science?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I'm the first thing from it. Like, I'm nowhere near farming whatsoever.
Right, okay. Yeah, so, just something to pass the leaving cert. Fantastic.
Stay away from it as much as I can.
Fair enough. Kevin, have a great day. Thanks so much.
Bye, Kevin.
Thank you guys so much. All the best. Take it easy.
So there you go. You're not the only person who did ag science.
Thank you. Does anyone else from my class want to get in touch, actually? This is so fun.
Does anyone from my school want to get
in touch? Let's call in.
No. 7-7-11-1-3. Did you do ag science? Spin 103 with Emma, Dave and Fiona. It's the girly quiz. Makeup and hands and tears. How will Dave do? What? Will he need you? Come on, ladies. Let's get quizzy. Oh!
All right.
Even
it is.
With Emma not here, we still do this bloody thing.
The girliness prevails. Yes. The women prevail, as they tend to do. They're like a dog with a bone, those ladies, aren't they? They never stop. Here we are, testing Dave on all things girly. Three questions to answer today. Get all three right and you win the week. But get one wrong and you're literally a loser with no friends.
I have literally, there is no reason for me to win this apart from pride. And damn it, does that work?
And being an empath to women, which is what you are. We're nice and we give him two lifelines. The Simplify, which is basically a Who Wants to Be a Millionaire 50-50. And of course, his phone a female. On the line today is Katie. How are you doing, Katie?
Hi, guys.
Yay!
Katie, thank you so much for helping me out. Is there anything specific that you're very good at, Katie? Like, to do with women? You know, like health, beauty, any of that kind of stuff?
Fashion?
Cosmetics. Okay,
very
makeup,
good.
Yeah, very good. Bit of beauty in that. Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Katie, thank you so much. I will absolutely need you, I'd imagine. So stay there for us, won't you?
And seeing as Dave has you doing free labour, just for coming on, you've won yourself an Essence Cosmetics hamper for you and a friend filled with their brand new spring-summer collection, and you're in the draw to win VIP tickets to Longitude on the show at the end of the month, because you can experience the ultimate VIP treatment at the Longitude Lounge, proudly sponsored by Essence. And because it is the girly quiz, you never know what the questions are going to be or what Dave is going to say. He's kind of crazy. So if you've younger ears in the car, it might be worth having your hand hovering over the dial.
Hovering.
Just in case you want to avoid any awkward combos. All right, less chat, more action. Let's play.
Let's duel.
Let's physically fight. Dave, question number one on the girly quiz this week.
Question number one.
What is one precaution you should take when incorporating retinol into your skincare routine?
Retinol?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm glad that the question is not what is retinol. I thought that was something to do with your eyes.
That's your retina, honey.
I know, but you see, honey, I just feel like retinol, like, you know what I mean? Like feminine, Feminex.
Sure.
You see what I mean? You get what I mean. Like lip gloss. I thought it would be retinol.
Did you? Maybe it is, Dave. I won't tell you either way.
So
you could be right for all I know.
Ask the question again.
What is one precaution you should take when incorporating retinol into your skincare routine?
What? I'd imagine to make sure you don't have sensitive skin. Retinol, I've no idea what it does.
Mm-hmm.
One precaution.
Mm.
I want to say... See, I probably did say the answer, which it says make sure you don't have sensitive skin. But that might not be an answer. So it seems like a beauty thing. It seems like a makeup thing. I'm going to call in Katie on the first one, which I know is pathetic, but I'm also like, you know, get over it.
Build a bridge, girls.
Yeah, exactly. So, Katie, I've 30 seconds on the clock and I'd love you to tell me what's one precaution I should take if I'm going to put retinol on my skin.
Yeah, so to make sure that you don't have sensitive skin, definitely, or not to use it too frequently because it's used for, like, you know, acne and stuff like that.
Okay.
So obviously if you use it too much, it's bad for your skin.
Right. Do you know what, Katie? I'm going to go with that, so thank you very much. It's using it too much because your skin might be sensitive and you shouldn't use it too much. That's the precautions. I've given you two there. So I think
you've just said the same thing twice. Actually, I was going to say you've given me two.
And thoughts on the answer?
Say that answer again for me, Dave.
To make sure that your skin isn't sensitive, that you don't have sensitive skin, and not to use it more than is recommended.
David Hammond and Katie Caller. I will say we will accept that answer.
Yes.
Well done. Very good.
For that.
It was great.
Katie, yes. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Katie.
No problem.
And you've
appreciate
won that hamper.
Thanks so much.
She's won the hamper with Essence. Very nice.
She has. It's very, very nice. So we would accept begin with a low concentration product. Only use a few times a week, which is what you had said.
Damn it.
No, you said it.
I know, but I'm raging. I didn't just go for it. And
use with sensitive skin. Yeah, I would have accepted that because I'm very nice. Don't use if going out in the sun. Retinol increases sun sensitivity, and don't use when preggers. Okay?
Very good. Okay.
So well done.
One for one.
Well done to you and well done to Katie. All right, Dave, question number two. Kylie Jenner is trending for leaving this comment under a TikTok video a fan made about her.
Yes!
Here's the comment. 45cc, moderate profile, half under the muscle. What is she describing? I feel like you know.
That is Kylie Jenner's Domino's order.
Shout out. Shout out Pepperoni Passion.
That is her instructions for what she asked for, I think, when she got her boobs done. And it's the first time she's ever been open about it. And I was online because I'm chronically online. And I saw that this was a big deal because it was the first time she was transparent about having breast surgery.
Yes. Dave.
So come on.
Being chronically online has paid off for David Hammond. You are absolutely correct.
Let's go.
Those are the details of Kylie Jenner's breast augmentation.
Go through them again.
Right. So she commented, 45cc, moderate profile, half under the muscle. And we had omitted this because we thought it might make it too obvious. Silicone,
yeah. Okay.
But you've been knowing.
Oh, I've been knowing.
Yeah.
I've been knowing. I know my boobs.
When it's about boobs, Dave B's knowing.
I'd be listening.
Well done, Dave.
Thank you very
that
much.
That was a great one.
I'm so buzzing myself.
All right, final question. And you still have a lifeline intact.
Huge, huge day.
Questione number three.
Come on.
Why might a woman opt for cotton underwear rather than lace?
Cotton. Why might she? I would imagine. Now, I could be really cocky here. And I think for the entertainment of our listener, the things I do for you.
Mm-hmm.
I am... Fiona's covering her face. She just slowly brought the page up to her face so I can no longer see it.
I thought you might not know this.
She's reading, guys. Okay. I think... For the entertainment of the listener, I am not going to need my simplifier.
Oh, okay.
We are throwing the simplifier away. The reason someone might use cotton underwear as opposed to, what was it, linen?
Lace
underwear. I think is for absorption. I think it must be for comfort. And I think it could also be, you could put a panty liner on it, whether it would be more difficult to put a panty liner on a laced underwear. I've given you three there.
I'm going to give one.
Take any one you want.
Choose.
List them again, please, Dave.
Absorption, comfort, and the panty liner on the cotton.
And when you say absorption, what exactly are these knickers absorbing?
Well, you know, so for example, when I go to the bathroom and I pee, mm-hmm, and I walk away,
yeah,
a little pee comes out.
You have a little drippy.
Yeah,
a little drippy. Right.
So, and I'd imagine it's the same for women.
You think women also don't know how to wipe themselves after
you're We're all
toilet.
In this together.
We're all dripping.
Well, there's no toilet paper when you go to a urinal.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm saying.
And we famously go to urinals.
No, but I'm saying, like, it's not that we don't, like, we shake. Do you know what I mean? But there's a little bit of taboo about how many times you're supposed to shake and all that kind of stuff. So anyway, we're getting you know, into
Jesus
it too much.
Christ.
So I don't want to say absorption. I do want to say comfort, and I also want to say for the panty liners. But maybe you could put a panty liner on a lace. I've completely talked myself out of the answer. I might have to simplify.
You've just unnecessarily revealed to us that you have a little bit of pee in your underwear all the time. No one needed to know that.
Okay.
Not relevant.
Let's simplify.
Okay. Okay, Dave. Why might a woman opt for cotton underwear rather than lace?
I always forget we're not just in a room talking to ourselves.
A, it's more breathable.
Breathable,
prevents
yeah.
moisture buildup yeah. and risk of thrush.
Yeah, yes, yes.
B,
yeah.
to prevent a VPL, brackets, visible panty line.
Oh, no, I don't think that would stop that. It's for the first one, which kind of mentioned comfort.
Mm-hmm. Did it? Dave, unfortunately, you're correct.
Yay! Let's go.
Winner! What knickers dinner?
It's the girly quiz with Aspen.
Your festival glow up starts when you step into the summer highs at Longitude.
Really need you.
Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
1038. Dublin.
Dave and Fiona in the morning.
This is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Hey, good morning. Happy Thursday. Welcome to nearly the weekend. We're Emma, Dave and Fiona, 4 minutes past nine.
Good morning.
Now, exciting news. Producer Callum says he has news for us. Or not news, but like something about his life.
Yeah, I've done something that you're going to look at me and be like, I'm so disappointed in
Come
you,
on.
Callum.
Disappointed? I don't know what this could possibly be.
Yeah, so over the bank holiday weekend, I took the weekend off because I had friends over from the UK. And
take a weekend off
on the bank holiday weekend.
No, but I took an extra day off as well.
Oh yeah.
So they came over and they stayed in my apartment. And on the last day that they were staying, there was this like weird chirping noise Ooh. In my apartment, and I thought it was someone like scuffing their runner on the floor because I've got laminate floor. And it's like it was kind of that little noise.
Yeah.
It was actually one of the smoke detectors
in
the apartment going off.
If you have that in your house going off constantly, I will think real, like, less of you.
Yeah.
Just constantly.
And I've been in that apartment 4 years, and it's the first time it's happened. So I took the smoke detector off the wall to find out it was one of them weird square batteries that no one ever owned.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So I couldn't replace it.
No.
So I took the battery out, and it has this fail-safe that when you take the battery out, it still makes the beep.
Yeah.
So this was on Sunday night that it was going off.
Okay.
I then got five towels.
No.
Wrapped the smoke detector in five towels and then put it in the bathroom that I don't use in the apartment at the minute. Look at me, I've got two bathrooms.
He's doing well.
The fire department are listening to this, honestly dying.
Now in the bathroom that I don't use, in the bath, there's a bundle of five towels and inside it is a smoke detector still going a little...
Can you still hear it?
No.
Towels?
No. Ooh. But I just kind of think I don't want to get a battery. I might just leave it like that.
Oh, yeah. Do you have another smoke detector?
Oh, yeah. There's a couple more around.
There you go.
But the worst one was this was in the hot press above the boiler.
Okay.
So if the boiler...
To be fair, if the boiler blows up, you're going to know about it. You're not going to... It's not like,
you might hear about that.
No one finds out that the boiler is blown up from the smoke alarm. It's pointless being in there in the first place. But also, that's really not like you, Callum.
Yeah, no, I know.
I'm very disappointed in
you. You're throwing caution to the wind.
You have thrown caution to the wind. I don't like this new Callum. He's freaking me out. Also, if your apartment proprietors are listening...
Yeah.
He will get that fixed. I will see to it that he gets that fixed today.
Post haste.
If you follow Dublin Fire Brigade on Twitter, they always like put up pictures of like something bad someone has done, like leaving their phone charging overnight and their bed, phone under their pillow, and they're like, look what this idiot did. So now the next thing they tweet is just going to be Callum's
Callum's boiler blown up. If only he didn't have smoke alarm, he would have known of it.
On your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Sounds like spin.
Good morning, how are you doing? Since RIP.ie is now behind a paywall, I want to talk about death. Oh yeah.
Is it behind a paywall? Did they go through with that? Did they follow through?
I don't know. I just thought I'd say it. I thought that might evoke something in the Irish listener. Aren't we all raging about that?
That's what we're trying to do every
now,
day.
Do you ever... be sitting at a family gathering with your aunties, say at the annual lunch that you go out for on New Year's Eve. I'm feeling this might be a very personal experience just to me. And one of your aunties...
She goes out for lunch, Kel.
We do.
Doing very well for herself.
One of your aunties, suddenly something compels her to start frantically writing down her will on a napkin and saying, will this hold up in a court of law?
Is she mid-choking or something?
Something reminds her, and your barrister sister says, no, the will that you wrote on a napkin is not going to hold up in a court of law. That's crazy. Or you're out with your mom and she's like, now everything's good. This is what's happening in the will. And you're like, girl, shut up. Like, we're on holiday. I don't want to talk about this right now.
Oh, well, that's your sister's fault for being a barrister.
Yeah. We love morbid conversation, I think, in Ireland. And a lot of people discuss what's going to be in your will. What, who are you leaving to what? And this was in the news recently because this couple in the UK who made their business in will writing revealed some of the kind of crazier things that they have come across.
Okay.
One in particular, now this wasn't in the will, but the will man, Robert, age 62, reveals some of the strangest requests he has received. And one includes getting a huge live crab as part of his payment.
Okay? Oh, it's like a pet or something, is it?
Well, him and this client had talked about seafood a lot.
Okay.
And the client couldn't afford to pay him, so he gave him a huge live crab. Robert says, it has elastic bands around its claws. I felt so bad for it, so I drove down to Sharps Green in Gillingham, English coded, and released it into the sea. I was worried someone might think I was up to something suspicious, so I actually called the police to let them know. I said, if anyone reports someone acting suspicious, it's just me putting a crab back into the sea.
Okay, so this is after the guy died and he got the crab.
The guy died, and to pay him... Well, no. Actually, I don't know if he died. This is just how he paid him for the will-making business.
I don't accept crab.
No money for me.
Yeah. I only accept crab.
Take
cash.
Revolut. Yeah. No, just crab. But he did say one of his clients, what they wrote down in the will was wanted to ensure her sons didn't spend their inheritance on fast cars and women. Robert said...
And lobster.
Fast cars and fast women.
All right.
Robert said, that won't work because who defines fast women? I tried to explain, you can't really put that in a will. All that will happen, will there be endless court arguments over what counts as a fast car or a fast woman?
Very good.
Like if you get a Fiat Punto, okay, yeah, you can spend it on that. If you get a woman who didn't complete the VHI women's mini marathon or walked it, that's grand.
So
you can spend it on her.
If you're getting with Charlene Maudsley, like,
no,
you're out.
No, if you put up your time after you're doing a 5K,
a fast woman.
Then you're a fast woman, okay? Other weird things that people have left in their wills. One man left his prostate.
No.
I think this is good. He left it to be studied by a medical researcher.
Okay, so like that's kind of like an organ donor. So.
Yeah, just the prostate. The rest stays
don't
with me.
Don't anything else. But go digging for the
He's
prostate.
Like, actually, you don't have to wait till I'm dead. Get up there, girl. Someone left €100,000 to their pet goldfish.
Oh, I've seen these kind of things before, yeah.
A person bequeathed a substantial amount of money to a goldfish.
That's stupid.
A penny with nasty comments. A grandmother left a penny with a list of nasty comments about her family members. I love that. It's like I can't say this to your face.
That's excellent.
Till I'm alive. So now that I'm dead,
Your eyes are kind of crossed.
I'm kind of terrified that that might happen.
Mm. 70 strangers. A wealthy Portuguese aristocrat left his entire fortune to 70 random strangers in a phone book.
I love that.
Slay. That's he'll get cool. lucky. Bring that'd back be, phone books,
that's
I
like
say.
A Mr. Deeds situation.
A manure spreader. A father left a manure spreader to his son in a will. Perhaps a message about the family's relationship.
Oh.
There's money to be made spreading manure.
Absolutely.
You could live in Monaghan. Anyway, there you go.
What are you leaving me in your will?
A kick up the arse.
I thought maybe the house.
Yeah, no, you can take that.
Danish?
But it's haunted.
Okay, fair enough.
Danish is buried with me.
I want to talk to you about space. Because Fiona, I have some news for you.
Yeah?
I have sent us to space.
Wow!
Huge news. Huge
oh
news.
My God.
Does the name Mark Rober mean anything to you?
Certainly not. I don't know any men.
Okay, let me tell you about Mark Rober. Okay, he's one of my favourite YouTubers.
Okay.
And which I realise is probably quite an immature thing to say. But I love my YouTubers.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, Mark Rober is used to be a engineer for NASA.
Oh, cool.
Okay, so now he just makes all of these videos about like it's like science stuff, and it kind of does be like targeted at a younger audience sometimes, but other times it's kind of for everyone.
Yeah.
Like he does different random things like with science experiments or whatever, but then he'll also do things like he noticed that there was a lot of squirrels in his garden. So what he did was he set up like an obstacle course for squirrels in his garden. And
oh my
the
gosh.
One squirrel who could complete the obstacle course would get like the most amount of nuts. You know what I mean?
I love it.
He's also the guy who did, I don't know if you ever heard of the Christmas prank. So it was like, it's a real problem in America of people going up to people's doors and taking their Amazon packages.
Oh.
And so what he did was he made this kind of like Home Alone-esque type of prank where it's a box, and as soon as the person who takes the box takes the lid off the box, they get sprayed with fart spray and glitter all around the room. It's like a huge, it's so cool.
That's so good.
So this is Mark Rober, right? As I said, engineer for NASA. He's been kind of putting satellites up in space ever since he was like at NASA, and now he just works for himself. But he's decided to send off a satellite to space, and basically what's on the satellite is a phone.
Wow.
And a camera, okay? And basically what's going to happen is you can, and me and you listening and anyone in this room or anyone listening to this, can upload a selfie.
Yeah.
Of or just a photo, a group photo or whatever, and he will beam it up into space.
Stop.
And it'll just roam around on this satellite and until it goes to the next image or whatever.
For but, all the aliens to
for
see.
All the aliens to see. But what'll happen is it'll take, because there's a camera and a phone, the camera will take a photo of your photo in space. And send it back to you.
No way.
Exactly. Right. I think this is kind of cool.
I think, no, that's deadly.
So basically you could get a photo sent to you in an email. It'd be like, here's your hashtag space selfie. And it's on a satellite. It's on a screen. And it could be Earth in the background. You can choose it to come up when the satellite is passing a certain part of Earth.
Mm-hmm.
So if you wanted it specifically when Ireland was in the Earth, you can have it there.
Cool.
Or you could have it when like Russia is passing by, or you know what I mean, Africa is passing by, or whatever. Or you can just choose whenever. I just chose whenever. But I uploaded a photo of us, me, Emma, and yourself.
No way.
To space.
Sorry, Colin.
Yeah, sorry. So I got an email then after. It was like, you've successfully signed up for this hashtag space selfie project. We've completed your process by uploading the selfie. We'll email you again when your selfie is ready to be taken from space. Please be patient and don't forget, sometimes things go wrong in space.
Oh, no, so I don't accept that.
I don't accept that. The first batch of selfies will be returning mid-summer. Based on the hundreds of thousands of uploads we have gotten, your wait could be up to a year.
Oh.
So I may be waiting a year.
I need the instant gratification. I thought you were going to get it up on the screen
No,
now.
In June 2026, I could be like, hey, do you remember that thing I did? And you'd be like, oh yeah, cool.
I might be in space by then, for God's sake.
So yeah, there's a lot of like little things, but it's like, just in case you think we fake landed a satellite in space, here's like a live stream or whatever to your selfie.
And did you have to pay for that?
No, it's completely free.
That's crazy, because I was going to ask, like, how does a satellite launcher go freelance? I don't think he's really thought his business plan through.
He wanted to do it completely for free, and he put up a YouTube video. His name is Mark Rober, by the way. He's absolutely incredible. But his new video is, I spent $5 million so you can go to space for free, and he's made the satellite where you can upload a selfie. So you can still upload a selfie. You just search Mark Rober or search Crunch Labs, and you can upload a selfie, and it could potentially go to space. If you're partial.
Where is this 5 million coming from?
He's a YouTuber. He's a lot of money.
All right, Grant.
Yeah. Okay. That's why he left NASA.
So they are printing money somewhere.
Yeah.
It's on bloody YouTube.
Absolutely. So if you want your selfie in space, then you're welcome. Crunch Labs or search Mark Rover. There you go. Sabrina Carpenter, Busy Woman. Spin 103 with Emma, Dave and Fiona. She has been a busy woman. New song coming out on Friday. It's called...
Man Child. And it's about you.
It's about you, yeah. No, that is the caption. It literally says on Sabrina Carpenter's Instagram, it's about you, but this one's about you. So I presume it's about Barry.
Yes.
It's not about you.
Allegedly. Well, I think it's about David Hammond, the man.
She knows who I am. Get ready.
Spin 103's Golden Ticket. Hey,
all right, let's see if we can get you off on your Hollybops to Fuerteventura.
That is with thanks to Sunway.ie, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company. It's the golden ticket. Who's going to win it?
Sonia's on to play. Sonia, would you like to play the golden ticket?
Yes, please. I'm literally sitting in the car on my way into McDonald's and I was mad right. I'll text Golden before I go.
Oh my God.
I love it.
What are you off to get? Are you going to get some breakfast, Sonia?
Yes,
going to
get me mum some breakfast.
Oh, very good. You're a very good daughter, Sonia. Very, very good daughter. And what's the crack for the rest of the day then, Sonia?
Gone down to my mum now. She was in hospital yesterday having a procedure.
Is she okay?
Make sure to mind her. Yes.
And you didn't want
to
give her
that. Have someone sitting with her.
You didn't want to give her the hospital breakfast, no?
Oh, no. It was only a day procedure, but she needs something in her stomach.
Very good. Sonia, oh my God, Daughter of the Year Award. Fair play.
For that, you deserve a holiday.
Absolutely. When's the last time you were away, Sonia?
Last year.
Where did you go?
We went to Lanzarote last year.
Oh, lovely.
I love Lanzarote.
Yeah, I love it.
Lanzablading, lovely.
So you'd be a fan of a relaxing sit back and chill holiday.
On the Canary Islands.
Yeah. By the beach, by the pool.
100%.
Get the towel down on the sunbed nice and early and just get that hotel back.
I feel like that's such an English thing where they all like queue up
to
put their towels down on the things by the pool.
To put their towels.
Yeah, but I think Irish people are too awkward to do that.
Like, isn't it kind of a German thing as well? I feel like the Germans on holidays always have their towels down.
The poor dads have to get up.
Two very strong imperial powers. Anyway, that's not what we're
and awkward. And awkward us. All right, Sonia, this is Emma, Dave and Fiona's Golden Ticket. Have you heard this game before?
I haven't.
All right. Well, in essence, Sonia, right, some songs are going to play and there's 25 seconds on the clock. You have to guess all the songs within 25 seconds. It's as simple as that.
Right.
All right. So go through some rules for you. Guess the 5 songs and an artist within 25 seconds. You'll win that golden ticket to Fuerteventura. If it's a song with a few people on it, Sonia, let's say if it's a collaboration or something like that, you only need to mention one artist that's on the song. So that makes it quite easy. And there's no skipping or passing. We can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. But if you really don't know it, Sonia, you can swap it for a different one, which again makes it easier for you. All right. So you can do that at any point, but obviously you can only do that once and you can't do it on the final song. If you want to swap the song, Sonia, at any point, just shout the word swap. There's a lot of S's going on.
Mm-hmm, there is.
Swap, Sonia.
Are you okay?
Songs. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
And when you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself and get ready for the next one. Does that all make sense, Sonia?
It does, yeah.
And if you have any questions, now would be the time to ask them.
No,
you're all good, deadly. That's what I like to hear, Sonia. Where are you from?
Finglas.
Sonia in Finglas. 25 seconds on the clock. Here we go. The best of luck. Song 1 plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. I know I have good judgment. I know I have good taste. Fast. You want to swap it out? Let's do it.
Yeah.
We've swapped it out. Don't you worry, Sonia. It's like a brand new game.
All right, Sonia. That was Please, Please, Please by Sabrina Carpenter. Take note of that name just in case it comes up again.
Absolutely.
We don't know.
Let's go for a brand new song 1, Sonia, and we hopefully will get you this time. 25 seconds back on the clock, and it plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Eminem, Guess Who's Back.
It is not Guess Who's Back, but it is Eminem.
Famous magician's name.
Abracadabra.
No, it's a famous magician's name.
He's like an escape artist. Gets out of boxes and all.
Who?
I can't think.
Houdini?
Well, look what the store
grew. Houdini?
Yay!
Go on.
Right on the buzzer. Fantastic. Sonia, it just wasn't for you, was it?
No.
It wasn't. But listen, Sonia, did you have a good time?
I did, yeah.
That's all that matters, Sonia. You go get yourself and your mother some breakfast and wish her the best of luck for us as well, will you?
I will. Thanks very much.
Have a great day, Sonia.
Bye, Sonia.
Thanks.
Good luck.
All right. Thank you, Sonia. The holiday rolls over for another day. What a bloody palava.
What a palava.
But let's make this a little bit easier. if you're listening right now...
Do you have the authority to do that?
Yeah, I do. I just do these things.
Okay, go on. Make it easier.
If you listen right now, no songs to guess tomorrow. Just come on. If you're listening right now, song one tomorrow is going to be the same. It's going to be Please, Please, Please by Sabrina Carpenter.
That's what it was today as well.
So please, please, please take note of that.
Very good. It's
going to be the same song. Can we, what more can we do?
Absolutely.
Well, besides win the bloody thing.
You got to register first. Golden in a WhatsApp to 087-711-103 if you feel like you could have come out and done better than Sonia. I don't know how you could have. She was excellent.
She's great. She's a great daughter.
Golden in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038.
Check this out. It's time for Fiona's final thoughts.
Let's go. Yes, it is. Thank you. Oh, hello. All right. Sexy music. What are we talking about? What's sexy or what needs to get sexy? It's Love Island. Today on the segment, we are talking about making Love Island relevant again.
Oh, I'm excited
Why
about this.
Why should we care?
Because I want to watch it again. I want to watch it again? I feel like I can do it this year.
It's hard. Like, people are just losing the will. I think there was overexposure to it. They hit us with the extra winter season and they just flew too close to the sun.
I haven't watched it in a couple of years and this is... I think
there seems like to be good characters this year. Okay. It's coming back next Monday, 9th of June. And what I know so far, there's two Irish girlies. One of them is cabin crew in Aer Lingus. She's followed by Justin Bieber.
Oh, wow. Oh.
And she says, if you look through my dating history, you'll see clearly I go for personality. You can pretty much laugh me into bed. Scathing for her exes. There's another Irish girlie, and she's a panto star. Oh, yes, she
is. It's Dame Stuffy.
It's Twink.
How are you, boys and girls? How are you, Love Island?
He's behind you. So, with the two of them, I just watched the two of them date each other.
I got a text. Is that Casamore?
Oh, yes, it is. So, here's my proposal for how to make Love Island relevant again. And I'm going to attempt to do it in this style of Ian Sterling. So, can we do our tick to get into the style? Previously on Love Island. Oh, no. I should have practiced this before. Anyway, tonight, new all contestants have to fit their suitcase into Helena's tiny airport measuring box of doom. That's because there's cabin crew on the thing now. Next, new rule in the swimming pool, everyone has to wear a swimming hat at all times. Let's see who's your type on paper then.
She went more Irish.